they would go up into the trees, and as Isaiah said, the trees of the field would clap their hands, so to speak, and the mountains and the hills would sing unto the Lord. And think about that a moment. It's all creation singing, and not just, you know, hums and that. These were harmonies. These were notes that we today, you know, musicians know, these notes. It wasn't notes that were out of harmony. They were harmonies orchestrated by God every day. That's how special the man was. We looked at how in Isaiah 60, praise opens gates. You want something opened, you may not know how to open it. You may not have knowledge of what to do. I said this way, I dare you just to start having a praise party. Revelation will come to you in praise. Wisdom will flow to you in praise. Amen. Many things that you couldn't get naturally will come via your praise. We also looked at how in Genesis, when Joseph received his family, the sons of Jacob, and that the first one to lead all the tribe into Goshen was Judah. And we determined that praise will lead you to the best of the land. Amen? Then we looked at how in Chronicles, the enemies of God were confused and defeated simply by praise. Then in the book of Acts, very interesting story about Paul and Silas and how they chose to pray and sing praise. And you know the story, the foundations of what were holding them hostage and in bondage were destroyed. You want to get at the root of something? Praise God in the midst of it. Amen. Now, we're going to take a look at what I've entitled simply high praise. Our praise is actually a weapon against the enemy. That's why, you know, the devil would love you, for you to be one of the frozen chosen. You know, just quiet when all of creation praises. Amen. Or all of creation was created to praise. Of course, because of sin, there's a lot of deterioration and the curse in the earth. But still, we are born again. We are not in bondage to this system. Amen. We are governed by a whole other set of laws and rules that are in the kingdom of God. So let me start by saying, one of the Lord's most dangerous weapon is his mouth. Yours too. Or let me say his word. All God has to do is speak a word. Now Satan, trying to emulate God, he's called the dragon. He is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, what does a lion do? A lion uses his mouth to devour. So the devil, likewise, is as a roaring lion seeking whom. How does he do it? With his mouth. I want to give you three quick things here as we move forward. First of all, it takes strength to believe what God is saying. You have to purpose to believe it. Number two, it takes commitment to appropriate it into your life and into your heart. It takes commitment. We don't waver. And then, number three, it takes a quality decision to fight the good fight of faith and keep saying that you win. Amen. No matter what the battle looks like, feels like, it takes every day, a quality decision. Today, I win. No matter what goes on, no matter what path I take, no matter what turns, no matter what roadblocks, stumbling blocks, I win. Now, unless you and I unleash, tell somebody, unleash. Unless you and I unleash the spirit and power that's in us, how do we do it? It's triggered through your words, through your mouth. Just like God's greatest weapon is his mouth, your greatest weapon, for good or bad, is your mouth. And it's through your mouth that we trigger or unleash spirit and power. Remember we studied just here recently about every time you speak a word, breath goes out. You can't speak breathing in. So there's a part of you, every time you talk, that goes out. That's a part of you. Just like when God created us, he breathed into us. A part of God came out into us. And so every time we speak words, whether they're words of life or words of death, a part of you goes out. And if it's death, you are creating an environment out there. And you are inviting those that can identify with what you are saying, whether demonic beings, fallen angels, or the angels of God. Remember Daniel, I love what the angel said to Daniel when he finally broke through. He said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, your words were heard. And we are come, I'm here for your words. How did he get it? See, there was something on earth that was pulling him. Has anyone ever read, it was a book written years ago called This Present Darkness. You know, and how they showed in that book the two dimensions, the reality of time and then what was going on in the spirit realm. And as the people, they had a big court battle. You have to read the story, but read the book. But they had a big court battle. And while they were in there, and they were going back and forth, as the enemy was winning in the court battle, the angels of God were losing. The angels, the fallen angels were defeating them. But then someone picked up on that in the spirit, and they began to start declaring the word of God. And as they started unleashing that power in the spirit, those angels begin to fight, and they begin to win. They begin to displace those fallen angels. It's the same way. It really is. It's a reality. We don't always see it, but you carry power. And you have to unleash it. The power and the spirit. Jesus said, my word is spirit and it's life. So every time we talk, take an inventory of what you say. You know, what are you saying? Are your words working for you? Are you speaking curses over other people? Because a part of you is released into that environment. Whether for good or bad. You can have heaven right here on earth. It doesn't mean that you won't have challenges, but you can have heaven. You can be more than a conqueror, always triumphant. Never defeated, hello? Always breaking through by the words that you say. The Lord said your tongue is like the helm of a ship. It will guide or navigate you. Anybody that's been out on the ship in a storm knows that if you put the helm on autopilot, that ship will make it through those waves. I've seen it happen in major storms where waves, you know, I mean, we're really high, but the little old boat, like a cork, it would be tossed like this, but the helm would go. And then when it go that way, it go this way. And then when it would hit that, it go. It was navigating through the storm, keeping us afloat when nobody could stand up because you get so seasick. That's how your tongue is. And I wonder sometimes that storm that came, did you cause it? did you talk up on that storm? But it's the tongue. So we looked at these things, and now, unless you unleash the spirit and power that's in you and trigger it through your words, it won't create the explosion in your life that you need. How many saints ought to be the most explosive people? When I say that, enthusiastic, encouraged, strong, confident. Amen. We have to unleash it through our mouth. In Ephesians 6:17, it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All the armor that's identified there that Paul identified had to do with defending. But the sword of the Spirit has to do with the offensive weapon. The sword, the shield, helmet, breastplate, all of those, defense. Sword, offensive. Now, catch this thought. In order for us to choose something God is going to give you. Now we all want what God has for us, right? Amen. You have to begin to believe something you haven't seen yet. Amen. I say it again. If we're going to choose something God wants to give or do to or for us, we're going to have to believe something we've not seen yet. Now, how do I begin on that journey and stay on that pathway? I can begin to speak words. You know, if you talk down on yourself, I'm persuaded, I've read this in a book, and I think about it a lot, but it's so much is not contingent on the size of your brain. It's contingent upon the size of your thoughts. You know, you can read all kind of wonderful stories, amazing stories of people with very little education impacting the world. So it's not the size of your brain. It's the size of your thoughts. You know, little children have it. Sometimes we let the world conform us and limit us and take from us when we used to think big. Tell somebody right now, think big.
Think big.
Tell them, think outside that box. It ain't going to hurt you one bit to think. I don't even want to think about it. You'd be surprised when you start thinking big. You start getting God's attention. You start getting the angels' attention. You start getting heaven's attention. When you start thinking outside that box that the world has tried to put you in, or the lack of what you have has tried to conceal. It's not about what you have. Or it's not about this. Let me say it this way. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you have. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.